last practice, last scrimmage to go on Friday. Is that right?
Yeah, one scrimmage left on Friday, and otherwise we're done for a spring ball.
So knowing the hay's almost in the barn, how would you say this spring has gone for you guys?
You know, I think we've got better with kind of the cards we were dealt and the circumstances we were working with. I thought we did a pretty good job tailoring the practices to meet the needs of our team. For me specifically, getting Taysom the work that he could do in the settings and situations to help him get better. And then with bringing Stu back to help our offense and our team get better, I feel good about what we've accomplished these last 5 weeks.
Some of the offensive players said that there may have been some complacency on the offensive side over the last couple of days. Have you seen that as well?
Yeah, it was a little flat on Monday, and we were pushing hard to get it going today. I think they maybe a combination of maybe having feeling like they had a little success, but then also playing in the stadium in front of the fans. And then you come back on Monday, and it's kind of back to the normal. And so it's kind of a, you could anticipate that a little bit and just try to push them, keep them going to finish strong.
What's your Friday format going to be?
I think my understanding is similar to past Friday, being the stadium, kind of similar setting and format to let the guys kind of compete in a game-like situation for a limited number of reps.
Same kind of personnel deployment in terms of who you want to protect and not protect, that kind of
thing. Yeah, I mean, being smart with the last scrimmage, the guys that are proven and we know what they're going to do for us next year, we don't want to put them at risk. So it's more for that next group of guys that are trying to earn a bigger role and a bigger job on the team to get out there and show what they can do.
When a kid like Tanner Mangan comes back from a mission, what does he need to do? What do you tell him to do? What are the key components for him?
Yeah, just jump in the pool, both feet, and get going, So it'll be, a lot of film work, the mental side of it, as he works back with the normal missionary protocol that we do to get him back physically. He gets back early June, so he'll have a couple months physically to get back into it before he reports to camp. But the big thing is mentally, just really diving in, soaking up all the, the playbook and to get to work.
When will you get Tanner and Bo on campus?
So Tanner will come pretty soon after he returns. He'll get released and come back down right away.
Is that June, you say?
Yeah. He gets back June 3rd, so probably, that next Monday or something. Bo will just report with all the other freshmen the beginning of August. But we're in a situation where we're already sending him film and cut-ups and playbook information. So he's already working on learning and studying that now, and then he'll just show up with all the freshmen in August. So I was tempted to send Tanner stuff, but with help.
You mean with the scripture study?
Yeah, I mean, just
what's the situation with McCoy Hill? I mean, I know he's out.
He's out. From what I understand with his injury, they have a timetable, but it's one of those that you just have to kind of see. So the early one was 6 months. And so we're just kind of, as he gets back cleared to start working, then he'll start. He's involved in everything mentally from that standpoint, but can't really do much. Can't put much weight on that foot. So
is it a fractured foot?
They put a screw in there. I know that, but I'm not 100% be sure with you. Yeah.
When do you anticipate Taysom getting a full clearance?
My understanding was early May. So, he's pretty close now. But early May was kind of the time frame. And I think, everything's been on schedule or earlier. So that's my understanding.
Would you say his spring went as expected or better than expected from you?
I kind of expected him. When I first got here, he was supposed to be out spring, and he did everything. So I kind of expected him to just, what the heck, just miraculous recovery. And so he's done everything that we anticipated with no team reps and everything else, and has been really sharp.
Did you notice that Colby Jorgensen flipped from tight end to outside linebacker
mm-hmm.
today?
Yeah, he got some reps. Big guy, so it's hard to miss him when you're standing out there.
He'd be a guy,
6'7" or something. I didn't notice much else, with how he did, but you did notice just pre-snap. It was a big old guy standing out there at Sandbacker.
Is that a permanent thing, do you think?
I think they're trying it out right now. I think, I don't know, there's probably been five or six tight ends competing, and right now he's not getting the bulk of those reps with the first group because the other guys have kind of been emerging. So I think it's just, you know, with his abilities, try him out at some other spots and see if he can have an impact for us.
When you think of with Taysom Hill's injury, have you seen more in his passing game? You see more of development in his passing game, not being able to run as much?
Yeah, because everything's been limited to standing in the pocket and throwing, which is, you know, what we want to do anyway. So that's worked out great. And we've seen some nice development with certain throws throughout the spring. The biggest worry has been everything 7-on-7 and drill work, so there's no rush, and you can kind of fall into that, you know, you got all day in the pocket. So just, you know, always emphasizing decisive, fast decisions and cutting the ball loose. And so, you know, we've seen quite a few really good steps this spring with certain routes, certain throws, and the timing of it that we feel good about. Obviously, just got to keep building through the summer and then through camp before our first game.